Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue our journey of reading The Mystical Temple of God by St. Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary Papchinsky from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with Chapter 8, Part 2, pages 602 to 604. In addition, the following should be carefully noted. In observing any laws, the correct order should be kept. Thus, the first honor should be given to divine laws, then to ecclesiastical, and finally to civil laws. On this score, those pseudo-politicians ought to consider whether the system of state ratio status is good, which opposes the law of God or the Church. I need not say it is cursed, for already it is. But you, who desire eagerly for better things and long to be perfect as your heavenly Father, simply keep the commandments. If you wish to enter into life, it is the voice of truth. Keep the commandments. That's Matthew 19, verse 17. If you do not wish to deprive yourself of the light of reason and the divine vision, keep the commandments. If you do not wish to glide down to hell by straying through trackless wastes, keep the commandments. The bidding, commandment, is a lamp, and the teaching, law, is a light. Proverbs 6:23. As long as it shines forth, hanging in our mystical temple, we see the brightness and go straight to heaven. The commandment is that column, fiery by night and cloudy by day, by which we are led to the land of eternal promise, certain that, guided by this light, we shall arrive there. This commandment, which I enjoin on you today, said God, is not above you nor far off from you, but the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. That's from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 and 14. To what end? That Christ may dwell in you. Listen to him. Whoever, John explains, loves me will keep my word, meaning commands, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. That's John chapter 14, verse 23. O most blessed guardians of the commandments of God, whom God not only raises to heaven, but also comes down to, and, as if on a lofty throne, as if in a celestial imperium abode, the one who dwells in inaccessible light remains and reigns in them. O happy temple, in which this lamp of the commandments of God is never extinguished. Father John Dominic of the Cross, a conspicuous glory, and nearly the founder, then, indeed the provincial of the Polish province of the Pious Schools, who died quite a few years ago, was commended and loved for his many virtues and the holiness of his conduct. The lamp suspended before the Most Blessed Sacrament fell without any human force or physical cause, and so announced beforehand his death. For with great love and diligence he always attended that this light be never lacking to that eternal and boundless light that is Jesus Christ, hidden among us under the appearance of bread. O lover of Christ, in what a holy and wise way you will have acted if that lamp or torch of God's commandments never falls in you. Falls, you too will be suffocated in a rather serious death if you are next to spiritual collapse. For the one who sins shall die, God said through Ezekiel. That's Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20. To live forever, kindle within you the eternal fire of the lamp of divine law, as the Vestals did. As this lamp burns and shines forth in your hands, it will lead you to the light of the beatific vision. It is not a vain wish that after your death the hymn of triumph be sung for you. May eternal light shine on him because he was kind. He lived as a light. May he be a light in dying. St. Stanislaus urges us here to have and to be obedient first to God's laws, then to church laws, and finally to civil laws, and there is a hierarchy of importance. And of course, if civil laws contradict divine laws, we should obey the divine laws. God's commandments will lead us to heaven. Saint Stanislaus likens God's commandments to the column in the Old Testament, which accompanied the Israelites during the Exodus. During the day, it was a column of clouds, and at night, it was a column of fire. And it was God's way of letting his people know that he was always near. He was always with them to guide them through the desert on their journey from slavery in Egypt to the promised land. Jesus tells us in the Gospel of John, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and I will dwell with him." Saint Stanislaus explains that he means by this his commandments. So our love for Christ is expressed through our obeying his commandments, and he always remains with us if we do. Saint Stanislaus then cites the example of one of the purest fathers who established that community in Poland. Father Stanislaus had belonged to that community before he left to found our community, the Congregation of Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. And that priest was renowned as a holy man. He always kept God's commandments. And just before he died, the lamp suspended near the Blessed Sacrament to signify the presence of Jesus in the tabernacle fell of its own accord without anyone touching it. And it seemed to be a signal from God that the life of this holy priest was coming to an end. He had always attended to that light during his lifetime to make sure it was always burning so that the presence of Jesus would not be forgotten. Saint Stanislaus urges us to keep the light of Christ's commandments always burning in our mystical temples. This means avoiding sin and living a holy life as Jesus calls us to give good example to others.